Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory Christmas Week Special. Receive the good news and hope for today. Enjoy an encouraging message about the faithfulness of God and His heart to bless you.
I'm going to start with this, just the end of Psalm 91. I'm going to read it first in the Amplified Bible. Well, let's look at verse 14 in Psalm 91. Because he has set his love upon me. Now, this is the man who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. He says of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. So this is a man of faith. He's a God man. He's a man of faith. And he's believing to be delivered. He's not afraid of the terror of the night. He knows 1,000 could fall at one side and 10,000 at the other, but it'll not come near him. Because, verse 9 says, because you've made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you. Well, poverty's an evil. Sickness is an evil. There's all kind of evils out in the world. The world is full of evil because devil's here. But this says, no evil shall befall the man who dwells in the secret place, or the woman who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. No plague or calamity will come near your house, your tent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he gives the angels charge over us. And then in verse 14 it says, because he has set his love upon me, God says, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trusts and relies on me. He knows my name. He trusts me. He loves me. And the Bible just tells us that if we love God, we'll keep his commandments. So you can tell if you love him by if you do what he says. And if you do what he says, then there's an extra bounce to your faith. Because you know you love him. That's proof that you love him. So you qualify for this. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So long life is part of our deliverance and our salvation. Long life is part of the promises of protection. Let's look at Amplified in Psalm 90. I'm going to, the tradition says that 70 or 80 years is a lifetime. You know, that's a set time for a lot of people. They think of 70 or 80 years as it's time to be thinking about leaving. But that's not Bible. Where that comes from is Psalm 90, where it says this. This is in the Old Testament, Psalm 90. It says, for all our days out here in this wilderness, says Moses, pass away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told, for we adults know we are doomed to die soon without reaching Canaan. Now here's where that 70 or 80 comes from. The days of our years are 70 years, 70 years. Or even if by reason of strength, 80 years, which would be 80 years. The days of our years are 70 or 80. Now how many of you have ever heard that? Yeah, see, everybody's heard that. Well, now in the Amplified, it gives us some insight into that down in the footnote on Psalm 90. It says, this psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse, which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age, when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea, to die before reaching the promised land. Now that's Numbers 14, 26 through 35, if you want to look it up later. Moses says, most of them are dying at 70 years of age. Now here it is. This number has often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. It was not intended to refer to anyone except those Israelites under the curse during that particular 40 years. 70 years has never been the average span of life for humanity. When Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes, had reached 130 years in Genesis 47:9, he complained that he had not attained to the years of his immediate ancestors. In fact, Moses himself lived to be 120 years old, Aaron 123, and Miriam several years older, and Joshua 110 years of age. Note as well that in the millennium, a person dying at 100 will still be thought of as a child. And that's in Isaiah 65:20. Now that I just read you is a footnote to this scripture in the Amplified about the 70 or 80 years. So that's where the 70 or 80 years comes from. It's referring to the children of Israel in the wilderness. Well, let's look at Proverbs 3:2. How old is old? It says in Proverbs 3:1, "Forget, my son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments." Now here's where life is. This is where long life. It's one thing to live a long time, but it's another thing to live a long time and have a good life, enjoy life. Living long and living strong is what we are able to do that in the Word of God. You say, "Well, Gloria, what if you preach that and then you die early?" I will not sweat a thing if I die early. I'll be so happy. Don't worry about it. But I don't plan to do that. I believe the Word. "My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments or my ways. For length of days and years of a life worth living and tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age till death, till our departure, these shall they add to you." The commandments. The commandments add long life to us. Obeying God. It's just like God to give us commandments that do us good. The Word does us good. How many people in here can say that the Word has made a wonderful change in my life? Not just spiritually now, but every way, financially, physically, every way. Oh, my word. Who would want to live long before we found the Word? I mean, it was just no fun at all. We had so many problems, and we were in lack, and we couldn't pay our bills, and we didn't know what to do when we got sick. But then the Word came. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And if you want to live abnormally good, you got to stay in that Word. You ought to read the Word every day. You say, "Well, I don't have time." Well, do you have time to get your problems straightened out? Do you have time to when you can't pay your bills, do you have time to go do something about it? You need to get in the Word, and you wouldn't have to waste your time on junk. On things that are under the curse. Amen? We can live a supernatural life. After all, we're born again. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to be filled. Because that's power. Nobody. Let's just have a show of hands. How many of you that are filled with the Spirit, with speaking in other tongues, and you can truthfully say that you never did accomplish much spiritually until after you were filled with the Spirit? Look at that. Why? Because that's power. He shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon him. You say, "Well, I don't know if that makes all that much difference." Well, then you haven't tried it yet. It was so different after we were filled with the Spirit. We never did do much. We never did do much growing spiritually until after we received the Holy Spirit. And then that was just the next step. The next step was then for things to happen out here in the world, in our outer lives, in our finances, in our needs, in our, you know, healing of our body and so on. We had to find out what the Word said. We had to find out what the Word said. We had to be taught. We had to learn how faith works. First of all, you gotta put the Word in your eyes and your ears so that it gets down in your heart and it makes faith. But then it's got to be in your mouth. What are you saying? Whatever you're saying, we learn according to the Word of God that we can have what we say. We get what we say. Not just what you say at church. What you continually say with your mouth is coming out of your heart. And if you're having trouble saying the right thing, you got a heart problem and a mouth problem. But the heart problem's got to be fixed before the mouth problem's fixed. Because out of the abundance of your heart. Like if you're listening to bad news most of the time and you're going to church on Sunday, and even if you hear some good news, that bad news is going to be in there in abundance. That's why you have to take hold yourself. And you have to get up in the morning or at night. It's better in the morning, I think, because at night, you know, you're tired and you can talk yourself out of it so easy. Get up in the morning. Spend some time praying and spend some time in the Word. Amen. The Lord told me one time in my life to take an hour, get up an hour earlier and pray. So I did that. It was a long time ago. I mean, John was a teenager, and he was a wild teenager. And he was probably the biggest problem I had. And I was concerned the child would never grow up to get straightened out. And so I was bothered about him. I was worried about him. And I had this come to me. Get up an hour earlier every morning and pray. See, John drove me to prayer. That was way back there. That was way back there. And so I started getting up an hour earlier to pray because of John. And did you know that changed my life? And you know, I still do it. I couldn't quit. After I started it, I didn't want to quit. I couldn't quit. It changed me. It changed my life. It did something for me. I wouldn't dare quit now. Glory to God. How many situations have we prevented even by prayer? And what it did was it caused me to get my mind on the Lord, look into Him, and then of course we learn to spend time in the Word every day. Say, well, I just don't have time. Well, I'll tell you how to get time. How many of you need more time? Turn your TV off. It's just as easy as that. Just unplug the TV and you'll have 4 or 5 extra hours a day. Is that necessary? No, you could get up earlier and still watch TV if you wanted to. I think we live in dangerous days. I think Jesus is coming soon. And I think if He doesn't come, we're going soon. You know, just how many more years are there? I don't know. But we ought to make the most of what we've got right here. Create a lifestyle of walking by faith, living in the Word of God, feeding yourself. You cannot live on what you get at church. No matter how good your church is, unless you go there every day, it's not enough. Feed yourself. That's an adult Christian. An adult Christian can feed himself. Glory to God. Amen. And does. And that way your faith stays strong. It's important to have teachers. Oh my, we learned it saved us years of who knows how many years it saved us by being under Brother Hagin's ministry, because he had been in the ministry a lot of years at that time. And he knew some things that would take us some years to learn ourselves. So we got under his ministry. He taught us and we grew quickly and we're still growing. If you're to the place where you're not growing, you're not paying attention. Attend to my words, the scripture says. Let your heart keep my commandments. See, that's what we're tied together. Attend to the word. Keep that word going in your eyes and your ears, and it gets down in your heart where it talks to you. And then when you learn, like we all have learned, you do what the word says, to obey the word. It's not just a sermon. It's God talking to me. I mean, I get corrected all the time in the word. And so that helps me stay in straight, and it helps me walk that, you know, straight and narrow and stay in fellowship and not quit and not give up and not get in unbelief. I would not try to live without the word. I would not try to live without talking to God every day. I said, well, I just don't have time. Well, you're too busy. I'm just encouraging you to obey God. Whatever you get in your heart to do. You know, you might get in your heart to go do something, to go to a certain church, or to go to meetings, or to pray a certain way, or to do whatever. And the key is that you obey God. Amen. You know the devil is not going to tell you to get up and pray an hour a day. The devil's not going to tell you to do good things. So where's that coming from? Those directions, that's coming from the Lord. Is that important? Absolutely. He's trying to get us into victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Spend time in the Word every day. Pray. You know, what if you just, if the Lord tells you to pray 10 minutes a day, pray 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. The important thing is that we do what He says. And I can look back at my life, having walked in this for a good long while, and I can tell you that everything the Lord ever impressed me to do toward Him paid great dividends. Amen. He might give you direction to move here, move there. He might have something planned for you at another place. But church, we are filled with the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is on the inside of us, living in us, directing us. Follow the unction of your spirit. That's another key thing that we learned from Brother Hagin, was to follow what you get in your heart. Do I always know whether it's from God or not? No, if I don't know, if I have something, I think, well, I don't know if that's the Lord or not, then I'll just let it incubate in there a little while. Till I know. What do you want? And you know, that's called the inner witness. Most of the time we're led not by signs and wonders, but we're led by the Word of God. Amen. And we're led by that inward witness. Amen. Just an unction. You should do this. Right. Now I've learned in my life, I lean toward, if I get something to do and I don't know for sure if it was the Lord or not, I'll probably do it anyway if it's good and scriptural. You know, because I want to be sure I'm obeying God. So pray in the Spirit, stay in the Word yourself. You can't get all you need at church. You got to spend time in the Word. Get up early, spend time in the Word. Pray in the Spirit, pray with your understanding. Listen to your heart, expect to be led by the Spirit. God wants us to walk in victory. He's got a way for us to walk in victory. But we have to pay attention to Him. Amen. Attend to my words, it says in Proverbs. Consent and submit to my sayings. And I just would encourage myself and all of us to just be sure we're paying attention, giving God something to work with. You cannot walk in victory without spending time with the Lord. Amen. There's too much trash, too much junk. Too many things out there surrounding us. Too much trouble in the world. We've got to stay in contact. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. And staying in contact will help you live long and live strong. It'll keep you going in the right direction. Let me see it. Let me read this scripture to you from the New Living Translation, Isaiah 40. I'll read it in this translation. I like the New Living. Isaiah 40:28 says, verse 28, have you never heard or understood? Don't you know that the Lord is ever the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth? He never grows faint or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. Glory to God. He offers strength to the weak. Even youths will become exhausted and young men will give up. But those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. I find that to be absolutely true. Those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. That's why I like to do that every day. They will fly on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Glory to God. So what are we going to do, church? We're going to wait on the Lord. We're going to spend time with Him. Let Him give us power. Let Him give us strength. We don't need to wear out, do we? We're born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. The Father's helping us. He's given us strength. We'll walk and we'll not faint. Glory to God. Say, I'll walk and I'll not faint.
I'll wait on the Lord.
And He shall give me strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Any emptiness or depression or lack that they're feeling in their lives can be filled with the love of God through Christ Jesus. And just to call out to Him, and He says that He will answer and He will come in. He's just waiting. He has completely fathered me during a time as I was younger when I had no father at all. He raised me. He taught me how to love. He taught me how to be a mom and a wife, and I will forever be grateful for the revelation of His love as my Father.
With the passion to see your faith develop and a desire to equip you to live in the blessing, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have created a special gift just for you this Christmas. Powerful Prayers of Agreement, a CD packed with 7 faith-filled prayers by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This gift puts the power of agreement at your fingertips and builds faith in your heart. Pray along with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Powerful Prayers of Agreement was created to ignite your faith through prayers regarding salvation, healing, protection and fear, partnership, prosperity, finances, and God's master plan for your life. The prayer of agreement is so powerful that Jesus Himself guaranteed it would bring results every time. Our desire is to equip you to live in the blessing. The Powerful Prayers of Agreement CD is our gift to you.
Merry Christmas from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Be sure to request your free copy of Powerful Prayers of Agreement today. For faster processing, visit our website at kcm.org. If you prefer to contact us by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. Receive the Word of God prayed over you by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Powerful Prayers of Agreement will build your faith and help you start your new year in God's Word. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days.
Let me go over here to Matthew 18. I want you to see something here. Now, this is Jesus, and He said, if again I say unto you, so He had said this time and again to His own staff members to get this over to them. Right. If two of you shall agree, now that Greek text, you can see it in the Amplified translation. It will say, if you harmonize together, if you make a symphony together. Now, in fact, it's on the back of this. The word translated harmonize or make a symphony. A symphony is composed of a lot of instruments, but if they're in harmony, they sound as one and they put forth a sound you can't get unless they're all there. Now, if you get them in disharmony,
That would be the opposite of strife then. Yeah.
Agreement would be agreement. The opposite of strife.
If you're in agreement together. Mm-hmm. Now, he said, if you'll do this, anything they touch, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven, because where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of it. Why is he in the midst? To see to it that this thing comes to pass. So Gloria and I have this gift to give you, free and postpaid, powerful prayers of agreement. On these subjects, partnership, salvation, protection, and fear, healing,
God.
God's master plan, finances, prosperity. You can join in and pray with Glory and me as we pray these, but what's even more, use them. They're all scriptural prayers. So use it to develop your prayer style. You take after this style of praying, because this is developed in us, dear heart, for over 40 years, of living and walking by faith. And you don't have to wait 40 years. You can get in there and start developing it now. That's what it's for. And Merry Christmas, because we want to give it to you. Now, Father, we pray today,
Lord,
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We set ourselves in agreement today, according to your word, concerning this ministry and our partners and all that are in the sound of my voice going into this new year in victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, the world system, all of that mess out there, the man trying to meet his own needs without God, and the crash of all of that. We come into victory.
Yes, that's
in
right.
Jesus' name. Every man, every person can walk in it. Praise God. Everything will be all right. I'll tell you, everything is going to be all right. Praise God. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is
Lord.
Remember to request your Christmas gift, Powerful Prayers of Agreement, a CD by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. For faster processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland bless you and your family. Have a very Merry Christmas. Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org.